Good morning. Yesterday morning, Abby was up first, and she went in and told Stephanie, who was still was waking up. She woke Mom up and said, "It's snowing outside." And of course, Stephanie said, "No, it's not. Don't tease me." "No, it's really snowing. It is not snowing outside. Quit it. I'm serious. It's snowing." And sure enough, she got up and looked. It's snowing. So we didn't, you know, we didn't exactly have a white Christmas this year, but we celebrated Christmas with my parents and family yesterday, so we had a white Christmas yesterday. I love snow, especially around Christmas time. And I hope you had a good time this week with your family. I know a lot of you have family with you today, and they're in for the holidays, and that's a special thing. Some from, you know, from near and some from far. Steve Hess' daughter is from Switzerland. I don't think we have anyone further than that. So she wins the award for the farthest to come and be with us. It's a great time. It's a great time of year. Turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. It was one full year ago that Keith and I stood up and presented some goals that the leadership wanted to put before you for this year, 2014, and some personal opportunities, things that you as an individual could step up as an individual, and some that for us as a congregation, 14 of them, that we could reach for and strive for. And we start by looking at Philippians 3:12. Which says, not Paul, this is Paul speaking, he says, "Not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on." We have no perfect people here. Amen? Amen. No one here is perfect. And so we all have something to strive for. We all have something to reach for. And Paul said, we have, you know, Paul as an individual, he pressed on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead." And I want to remind us, life is full of enough mistakes that we make. Life is full of enough situations where we failed, and we're not a failure, but we might feel like one. And Scripture reminds us regarding our sins in our past, as a Christian, forget them. God has wiped them away. And what a gift. But Paul considered himself the chief of sinners for persecuting Christians. But he says, "I forget that and I strain toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize." And so I want to just take us together and look back on this past year and things that I want us to see what God has done through you. And so we start and reflect briefly on the personal opportunities. This is personal. There's nothing, there's nothing for me to show you on this because this is what you've done. But I do know that we've had individuals that personally have made an effort to participate with Monday Night for the Master, and they had not prior to that, or have weekly devotionals, or read 14 books of the Bible. I know we've had individuals who you've chosen one or two or three on this list, and you have put that in your life. And no doubt God is proud of that, and the church is better for it. I want us to look through our list of 14 as a congregation. And the first one was a goal to increase our Bible class, and we've actually put a little extra emphasis on this past month, trying to reach a number in Bible class during the month of December, and we fell a little short last week. We almost reached 175, was a goal just for this month, and we did not reach that today. But what I mentioned to someone earlier, the great thing about goals is you reach for them. And you don't always achieve your goal in the timeline you've set, but you reached. And our numbers absolutely have increased this month of December in Bible class. But over the past 5 weeks, our average in Bible class has been 141, and our goal was 137. And so this has been a success that God has blessed us, that in Sunday Bible class, we've made a big step as a congregation. And we'll want to make another big step this coming year, 2015. All right, as in our worship attendance, our worship was averaging about 235 at the beginning of the year, and our goal of to increase by 14% would put us to 268. In the past 5 weeks, our average would be 253. And so we didn't reach the 268, but we're still growing. And as a congregation, if you look back to the beginning of 2010, we have steadily grown 75% from where we were in 2010. And that is praises to go to God, because Scripture says God gives the increase. And I've looked at our growth in numbers, and you can look at it in your bulletin. As we've grown in numbers, we haven't just grown by having transfer membership. Sometimes that's called swelling. But we've grown by people giving their life to Christ. And that's God's model for us. And that's our goal, is to grow by reaching the lost. And so we praise God for that. And we want to continue with that. We had a goal of exceeding our weekly budget of $5,100. And the last 5 weeks, our average, it would be $4,562. And so we're not where we want to be here, but this is where we want to keep reaching. And there are a number of these goals that we want to keep reaching toward, and that's one of them. We wanted to improve our sound system, our audiovisual system, because you may not remember, but before we added a couple speakers on the outside, there were times it was really hard to hear in here. And whether it be a prayer leader or a communion leader, there were times, and in certain spots in this auditorium, it was difficult to hear. So the guys that did that and helped us install those, it's been a real blessing. It's one of those improvements that you don't notice, and that's a good thing. But we're thankful for that. We had a goal to purchase additional transportation at the beginning of this year. And little did we know, a sister congregation in Texas, Nakona, Texas, the church there was needing to sell theirs. And it happened to be what we could use. And instead of selling it to us, they decided to just give it to us. And so a 39-passenger bus, a 29-passenger bus was given to us. So we put some money into that to bring it to a standard where it needs to be. But it has been a great blessing for God to give that to us. And so we're in great shape with transportation. We had a goal of adding 4 new small groups. And this year, we've added 3 small groups. And so we want, for this coming year, our small group ministry, the groups that we have, the fellowship that takes place on Sunday nights, we want that to be one of the healthiest part of our congregation. And so I encourage you, if you're not in a small group right now, to make that a part of your plan for 2015. That you'll try some of the groups we have, you'll settle on one, and really be a blessing to that group and to you. Turn to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, at the end of Jesus' life on earth, before he ascends to heaven, he's speaking with his apostles. And he gives them some final words. In 28 verse 18, he says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." This is one of our greatest goals, and it always will be. It always will be at the top of our list of what should we focus on, what should we worry about. And at the top of the list is every soul on this planet who's not walking with Christ, who's not saved. Every soul that's outside of Christ needs to weigh heavy on our hearts. And so we've had 14 new souls brought to Christ this year. Joe and Teresa Ramsey, Freddie Walters, Ben Belden, James Scott, Alex Finslage, J.C. Ash, Betty Hare, James Moran, Sydney Dunn, Rose Badgewell, Jace Callahan, Adam Benton, and Elizabeth Tribble. And those names are precious to us, aren't they? because those are souls that decided to be buried in Christ and raised again, a new creature, and to be a part of God's family. And so we praise God for that. And we want that to be the case every year. And we want that to continually weigh on our hearts, those who are needing to have their sins washed away and walk with God. We had a goal to average 60 for Monday night for the Master. And I want you to look in your Bibles, just flip a couple chapters back, Matthew 25, verse 35. Matthew 25, 35, Jesus said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in." Monday night for the Master is about helping people who need help. And a lot of that help is spiritual help. A lot of that help is people who are down emotionally. We send cards. We make visits. We have a group that just goes to a room and prays for our people. And they've prayed for you in some way or another. Believe me, they have a long list. And they pray a lot. Monday Night for the Master is about us thinking about others and how we can serve them. And it is one of the greatest things that God is doing through us. In fact, if you look back at our growth and the time that we started to grow, it happens to be the same time that we started to serve on Monday nights with Monday Night for the Master. And I don't think that's an accident, but it's God's blessing. And so this year we've averaged 56 for Monday Night for the Master. So we didn't reach our 60, but we definitely added to where we were. And we've been averaged 56 workers for Monday Night for the Master, and we thank God for that. And I thank you. Number nine, it was our goal to make improvements to our facilities. We've added some new signs out front, and that's a big thanks to Susan Bowen and Alan and Susan Ringel. Helped us a great deal with those signs. We've added a couple monitors in the foyer to provide additional ways to communicate and remind us of things and show us things that have recently happened. You'll see some pictures of our Coco and Carol's that happened last Sunday night. Some good pictures out there. We even have a picture of Carol Golightly sitting with Santa on the monitors and some babies. And some of the babies aren't even crying. So all those pictures are great. In your bulletin, you may have noticed a good picture of Lucille Burcham with Santa. She told me that was the first time she's ever had a picture with Santa Claus. And I know if you were there Sunday night, if you're like me, that was the highlight of my night. I love seeing the babies, but young and old, it was a great time together. But the improvements to our facility, we have a number of decorations in the foyer, in the auditorium. And you may not know, but one of our new members recently, Twyla Davis, is responsible for that. And we just had a new member luncheon recently. And I've been thinking, you know, what Twyla has done, which is join the church family and then look for a way where she can serve. Look for a way in the body, something that she can do. And she's helped us, she has really helped us in that area. And it's been a blessing. And so I look at our last new member luncheon and I think, and I wonder, with the new group of new members, what will they do? How will they help us? Because everyone who is added to the body, everyone who comes and is a part, they add something. And it's exciting. And it's exciting to see what God's going to do through them in the future. But that's been a blessing from Twyla. Keith's office was one of the things that we wanted to improve, to enlarge it, make it more useful for having families in Keith's office or having the youth and times that's needing to be used and for it to just be more useful to the congregation. And so if you've never seen that change, you need to go down there and see that. You've had a whole year. It's time. And I want to tell you what I think you already know. And that is, we are really, really blessed to have Keith and Janine here. And we're really blessed to have them working with our young people. I was in the teen class a few weeks ago, and Keith was teaching about, in the lesson, he was talking about the dangers of what Satan is trying to, how he's trying to attack, and how Satan will take a young person in their desire to, you know, to be doing things adventurous or doing things exciting, and Satan will dangle sin in front of them, and he's talking about those dangers and how to deal with that. And I remember sitting there thinking, I'm so glad that he's the minister for my children. I'm so glad. And so I just want to remind us of how God's blessed us, and something I hope you already know. We have, when you look at all the things that have been upgraded, the Welcome Center has been improved, and that Twyla Davis also donated that furniture. And Tom and Karen and Cotting and Tammy Hobson do a lot with our Welcome Center. And so these improvements, definitely more than 14, a goal that we've reached this year to help our facilities and what we do, and it's a good thing. We had a goal to have a surplus of children's teachers. And we haven't stepped back in this area, but we haven't really stepped forward either. And so this is one that I want to remind you for this coming year. This is one we still need to reach for. We just need more each quarter when it's time to have a sign up for new teachers for the new quarter. We need more. We need new ones. I know there are some of you who think, you know, I would like to teach. I just don't think I could do that. And I believe there are absolutely some who could. You just don't know it yet. And Carrie Benton, I love this story of when Carrie first started teaching, our previous minister, Chuck Forsyth, he called her and he said, "Carrie, where do you want to teach?" He didn't say, "Carrie, do you want to teach?" He had a way of doing that. You know, he talked to her about teaching, and she volunteered to teach, and she hung up, and kind of that moment where, what just happened here? But he, you know, he had a relationship with her that he could do that. And he could push her beyond that point of fear. And Carrie is one of our greatest teachers. And she's been teaching ever since. And so I really think that God is wanting to do that with a number of you. So put that on your heart and think about that and how we can achieve that goal. Number 11, we had a goal. This is one of the greatest parts of us reaching for goals. We had a goal of having 12 teams of Bible Hour teachers. We put that before you last January. And before we left that day, we had the sign-up sheet full. And so here was a goal that was reached day one. But God has blessed us with more people and more children, and it was quickly, a few weeks after that, decided we really need two Bible hours, and we have that. I was directing some people just a minute ago. Little ones down here, bigger ones down here. And so we actually have two whole lists. So we are at the time of year of needing to do that again, not just 12 teams, but 24. And so those papers are at the Welcome Center, and I encourage you to go see when you can sign up and help with our Bible Hour. Number 12, we had a goal to develop new leaders and coordinators. We have a new shepherd that came on this year, Greg Foster. And what a blessing Greg is to our congregation as one of the men who oversee our souls. And we are thankful for Greg and Terry and what they mean to our church family. We had a new deacon added, Tom Sism. And what a blessing to have someone step in where Greg stepped out and serve in a great way. And so we're thankful for Tom and Karen and their family. And we have been needing someone to oversee the maintenance of the building and grounds. And this is an area where if someone's doing it well, you probably don't notice. But if it's kind of lagging behind, and we've had times where we really didn't have anyone in charge of that. And Steve Hess agreed to be over the building and has done an outstanding job. And you probably don't know that because things are just fixed and they're done and they're where they need to be. But I'm so thankful that Steve has taken on the job of coordinating that. We've had new small group leaders this year. And we've had, as I mentioned before, Twyla taking over the area of decorations. And so just being over an area, just coordinating something to the point that the leadership knows you're taking care of it and you're involving others in it is a great blessing. And God has blessed us this year reaching that goal. Number 13, increase our involvement with mission efforts. Prior to this last year, a group of four went to Canada to help with the building project with Jean Grenier in Canada. And then this past summer, we took 15. And so, absolutely a step forward in reaching out with our missionaries and helping with our mission efforts. And I know you've seen recent pictures of the building and how it's so close to completion. And a lot of that wouldn't have happened without us going, without the ones of you that went. And so, what a blessing to reach that goal. And number 14, increase our community involvement. You know, there are things that we do for our community as a ways of outreach. One of those is Trunk or Treat is a great way of outreach to our community. This past Sunday, having Coco and Carol's, the idea is for that event to be for our church family and to reach out. And so that being the first time we've done that, it was a great success. And we had a number of visitors there, a number of outsiders to come and be there for that night. And we had some of your family members who were only in for that day or that weekend. I know the Moores family enjoyed that. See some Dorothy Moore's daughter and husband and kids who were in from New York. And so it was really a great event. And so to be able to reach that goal of increasing how we reach out to the community and have a lot of visitors is a wonderful thing. Turn in your Bible, and I want us to close with John chapter 13, verse 34. I want you to take with you today the question, where do I need to step toward God in my life? What is an area that me as an individual, I need to take a step? You're walking with God, but none of us are perfect and none of us have a perfect walk with God. And so where can I take another step in my walk as an individual? 2015 is coming up in a few days, and this is the time of year. I know we typically think of New Year's resolutions, but I want us to keep stepping, and I encourage you to keep moving forward. We want to do that as a congregation. Next Sunday, we'll share a new theme and new goals for this coming year, for 2015. But take with you today, where can I keep stepping forward? And maybe it's one of these 14 goals as from the congregation or personal opportunities. Maybe it's one of these. Maybe it's something else. But think about that and let that weigh on you. John 13, 34 says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." I want to praise God by bragging on you. In our new member luncheon a couple weeks ago, we went around and had each new member, new couple, introduce themselves. And the first one just mentioned why they placed membership here or why they chose us as a church family. And so as the new members went around and shared that with us, every one of them gave the same reason why they're here. And there's 27, isn't that right? The bulletins say 27 new members this year. By the way, I don't think we've had a year where we've had close to 27 new people come and want to join this church family. But every new member gave the same reason for why they chose here. It wasn't the preacher. It wasn't the singing. It wasn't any of those things. Every new member said it was the loving congregation is why they wanted to be here. I want you to know you are the reason that we're continuing to grow, that what God is doing through you. I saw someone come in to services this morning. I just noticed one, but I think this happens a lot. And as they joined the congregation and sat by whoever they sat by, immediately those two people hugged. The love that you feel from this church family is what Jesus says is the reason the lost will know who you are. They'll know that you're walking with God. And so I want to brag on you, and I want to encourage you to keep it up. We don't want it to be easy for people to come in and leave and not be noticed and not be welcomed and not be loved and told that we are glad that they're here. This coming year, I don't know about you, I'm excited about 2015. I really do think as much as God has done here for us, that He's going to do more in 2015. And I encourage you to be praying now. Your leadership has decided that our goal is to read through the Bible in a year. And so those reading schedules are at the Welcome Center. Take a reading schedule. If you're going to start reading daily, reading your Bible on a schedule, if you choose to do that, take one with you, because the new year will be a few days into it by next Sunday. But take that with you. If you would, bow with me. Let's pray. God, we bow before you today, and we just praise your name. And we love you, and we're so grateful to you. We know that you bless us so many ways. Will you bless us at times we don't know it? So many things you do for us we don't know. We pray you forgive us for the times that we complain. Forgive us for the times that we may be envious, that we may feel sorry for ourselves, that we focus on all that we wish were different in our lives. And we pray that you would ask us to see how good you are. And we praise you this morning for what you've done this year in our church family, the new families that you've brought to us. And above all, we praise you for the new souls that you've welcomed into your kingdom. And we pray that you would help us to take the steps that we've taken and keep moving forward. And we keep moving towards you. And we pray for your blessing. We give you credit in every good thing. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing a song of encouragement. And we want you to know, if you have a need, that we want you to come so we can help you with it. And if, in particular, if there's one here this morning and you know you're lost, let us help you to put on Christ this morning. If there's something we can do, please come while we stand and sing.
I'm resting on the upper hill.